Truly, Madly, Guilty. Written by Leanne Moriarty and read by Caroline Lee. The traffic kept moving. It was fine. She heard herself exhale, although she hadn't been aware she was holding her breath. She would ask Sam tonight when they were out for dinner if his mind kept getting stuck in the same pointless what-if groove as hers. Maybe it would open up a conversation, a healing conversation. That was the sort of phrase her mother would use. They were going out tonight on a date night, another modern term her mother had picked up. What you kids need is a date night. She and Sam both abhorred the term date night, but they were going on one, to a restaurant suggested by Clementine's mother. Her mother was babysitting and had even made the booking. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. I think it was Gandhi who said that, her mother told her. Her mother's refrigerator door was covered with inspirational quotes scrawled on little pieces of paper held up by fridge magnets. The fridge magnets had quotes on them too. Maybe tonight would be okay. Maybe it would even be fun. She was trying to be positive. One of them had to be. Her car drifted close to the gutter, and a gigantic wave of water whooshed up the side of her car. She swore, far more viciously than was warranted. It felt like it had been raining ever since the day of the barbecue, although she knew this wasn't true. When she thought of her life before the barbecue, it was suffused with golden sunlight, blue skies, soft breezes, as if it had never rained before. "Turn left ahead," said the GPS. "What, here?" said Clementine. "Are you sure? Or do you mean the next one? I think you mean the next one." She kept driving. "Turn around when possible," said the GPS, with the hint of a sigh. "Sorry," said Clementine humbly.